Hey, welcome to the Crossing Church podcast. You're about to listen to a message from one of our recent meetings, which we trust will bless you. If you're wanting to know more about The Crossing, you can follow us on our social channels or visit thecrossing.org.za. Now lean in and be encouraged by Jesus as you hear his word for you today. You can also drop us a mail at forhim@thecrossing.org.za. The Crossing Church, Christ in us, Christ through us.
Good evening. My name's Tony Fossey. I think you all know me. My wonderful wife in the front here. And I have the privilege of declaring the good news to you tonight. My title for tonight is Challenge Yourself to More. It was one of the subtitles of Chris Smith. And we've got a word just now to challenge ourselves. But before I go into it, I want to read a quote by Bill Johnson, and I want to just expand on this a little bit. The quote is this: when you lower your expectation to the level of your experience, you leave out God. When you lower your expectation to the level of your experience, you leave out God. Well, let me tell you something. If your expectation is going to stay the same, and it's what you see in front of you, then we might as well pack up tonight and leave. Because if we're going to just be saved, if we're going to leave it just at the resurrection and being saved into the kingdom of God, then we might as well ask the Lord to come and take us. Because isn't that the end of it? It's not about that. Yes, it is about the challenge of becoming saved, and there is a huge challenge for us, but it's about taking that challenge from being saved into something more. I asked myself the other day, is it possible that there's still families out there that haven't heard the Word of God? Is it possible that there are families out there that haven't heard this good news? And I've got to tell you, with tears in my eyes, I had to say, absolutely. They might have even heard the gospel, but have they heard the gospel of love? Have they heard everything that God has got for them? Yes, they might have been told about this God. They might have come from a different denomination. They might have, their doctrine might be completely wrong. Have they heard what you know about the Father? As Ian said tonight, to say the word Father is a privilege that not many have and not many would have experienced. Are you prepared to go out to the dying? Not only the physical death of many, many people in the world that haven't enough food, where their stomachs are swollen. Or are you prepared to go to the spiritually dead and declare that there is no hope? Because if you are basing your more of life on what's in front of you and not what God has to offer, then we have to go out and tell these people that have no idea who God is, that have nothing in front of them, and you have to tell them there is no hope. They can't eat anything. There's nothing in front of them. They might be spiritually dead. They might be physically dead, almost. But then we have to go to them and say to them, there is no hope. Because if we lower our expectation to the level of our experience that is in front of us, then we have to declare that. But I want to put it like this. If Jesus lowered his expectation to the level of his experience, what was in front of him when he was being taken to the cross? He wouldn't have gone to the cross. Because all he would have seen would have been the pain and what was ahead of him. He wouldn't see what the Father had in his future. He wouldn't see what hope there was. If he had no hope, why would he have done it? When he was in the garden, he said, Lord, if possible, take this away, this cup away from me, but your will be done. But your will be done wouldn't have been there, because all he would have seen is what was in front of him. I know I have a limited time, and I've got to put on my watch to monitor it. But if we are to take on this challenge yourself to more, wouldn't it just be easier for us to drift through life? Because I mean, when we get challenged, it's involving all sorts of uncomfortable stuff. Because it's just easy to go to work every day, to come home every day, to have a meal, to go to work every day, to come to church maybe on Sunday if that's what you believe in. But everything is a challenge. So are we ready to challenge ourselves to more? The decision of salvation is a challenge on its own. But the decision to not relax there and to take this gospel further is the real challenge that we face. Because the first thing, the decision of salvation is not, yes, we have to make the decision. Everything is based on Jesus. But going forward, he says, and we're going to get into that, he says, pick up your cross and follow me. There is an action, there is something that we call to do. And that's why, challenge yourself to more. And if you've received everything that is in front of you, why have faith? But if there's more, then we're called to have faith. So I was challenged. A lot of you would know that we've been on it's been consuming our minds, our bodies, physically and mentally. John posted, you know, please let me pray for strength. We've been doing an ab challenge. And the Lord has been speaking to me through this. And he's given me 4 titles for today that I want to go into. Now, this is the ab challenge. And I want to tell you that this is not for sissies. But just the other day, I was like, Lord, what do you want me to talk about? And this was sitting there in front of me. And I thought, Lord, what are you telling me? And it stirred me. And he had these 4 headings that I'm going to go into. And I pray that, Lord, give me a fast tongue to speak so that I can get through everything. The first one was apprehension. The second one was rest. The third one was commitment and the cost. And the fourth was reward. So if I can just pray for us. Father, I just thank you that we hunger for more in front of us. For wherever we are, we have a hunger for more of you. Because it's only in you that we get the full revelation of what the Father looks like. And if we stop and are idle, we will never see the promises that you have for us, Lord. So, Father, tonight I ask that you be with us to show us and challenge us to more. Amen. So I want to tell you, I'm going to do this in 4. I've got 4 headings just so you know where I'm going. The first thing I'm going to speak about in each heading is the ab challenge. The second thing is I'm going to follow Moses a bit. And the third thing, I'm going to give you something that the Lord has been telling me. So just that you can follow me. The ab challenge, apprehension. Well, I've got to tell you, when I started this thing, this has been lying on my cupboard for almost 4 years, maybe even longer. And every time I look at it, I put it away because at the end there, it says 200 crunches. Now, I want to tell you that that is something that gave me apprehension. I was nervous to go into this because there's a cost. Can I do this? Can I actually succeed in this 30-day challenge? Can I finish? Do I have the stamina? In those days, I wasn't as fit as I was now. But in then, I was like, I don't think I can actually finish this. And the other day, we posted it. And I said, I need to be accountable. I was apprehensive. But I tell you what, in the Bible, there's many of our leaders were apprehensive in the beginning. If we look at just some leaders, Gideon, I'm the least of my tribe. Saul, Lord, but I'm the least. And maybe you think that. There's a 30-day challenge for you. Challenge yourself to more, because he's calling you. In Exodus 3:11-14, but Moses protested to God, who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt? God answered, I will be with you. I want you to notice that he was with him. And this is your sign. God even sends us a sign to say that he is who he is. That I am the one who has sent you. That's incredible. I will be with you. I will give you a sign to tell you that I am with you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship. He gives us a sign to lead us to worship God at this, to worship God at this very mountain. But Moses protested. If I go to the people of Israel and tell them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they will ask me, what is his name? Then what should I tell them? God replied to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Moses was 40. No, he was 80 at this time. And in Numbers 12:3, it's not going to come up. It said this, now Moses was very humble, more humble than any person on earth. And I want to tell you that if you want to take on this challenge for Jesus, you must be very humble. Because Moses, this is what it says in Numbers 12:8, and it's not going to come up. I speak to him face to face, clearly, and not in riddles. He sees the Lord as he is. Because if we're going to face this challenge that we are challenged to do, we better be humble so that we can see him clearly and see him face to face. Ezekiel 36, this is my passage for this particular item. And I will give you a new heart. This is the promise. You might be apprehensive and say, Father, but I'm the least. And this is what the Father says to you. I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. You see, when he was speaking to Moses, he said, I will be with you. But when he's speaking to us, he says, I will be in you. I will take out the stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. Because that's what we need to do. If we're going to challenge ourselves to more, we need a responsive heart. And I will put my spirit in you. Isn't that a phenomenal? No matter where we go, no matter where we are challenged or how we challenge, he will be with us so that you will follow my decree and be careful to obey my regulations. I want you to see that in this case, be careful to obey. There's a call for us to obey. There's a call for us to do something. So if we're going to challenge ourselves to more, there's a call for a response. But he equips us. And we have to react. My second title was rest, because I can tell you when this was sitting in front of me, I was so grateful that every third day there was a rest day. But I can tell you that this is 30 days long. And if I take this further, at 200 crunches on day 30, I can't imagine what my race is going to be like at the end of life. I think my commitment would have to be an everyday thing, and every second thing, and every hour thing. But I was grateful because I knew I would need rest in this thing, in this challenge. And the Lord is telling us that we need to tackle this thing, but we need to do it out of rest. And I went Moses' life when in Numbers 9:21 we see Moses leading the Israelites through the desert. And God knew that he would have to show them the way and show them how to rest. So he gave them a cloud by day and a fire by night. But it says there, sometimes the cloud stayed only overnight, and sometimes we only rest overnight and lifted the next morning and we need to move. But day or night, when the cloud lifted, the people broke camp and moved on. God calls us to rest, but then he calls us to move on, and there is a time when we move on. And in our challenge, we have to be listening to the Word of God, because he will show us when we move on or when we rest. But day or night, when the cloud lifted, the people broke camp and moved on. Whether the cloud stayed over the tabernacle for 2 days, a month, or a year, it's never going to be straightforward that you do 3 days of a challenge and you have 1 day rest. The Lord doesn't work like that. There's seasons. And we're going to have to learn to follow the seasons that he gives us. Because whether it was 2 days, a month, or a year, the people of Israel stayed in camp and did not move on. As soon as it lifted, there's an obedience that he's calling us to. As Moses learned, they would watch the sky and they would know today is the day to move. They broke camp and moved on. So they camped or traveled at the Lord's command. And in this challenge that we've been given, there's going to be a time that you're called to camp, and there's going to be a time that you're called to travel. And they did whatever the Lord told them through Moses. I'm 10 minutes down. Luke 10:38. Mary and Martha. It's an incredible thing that Martha gets the blame, but I want to, she always gets wrapped over the knuckles, but I want to show you tonight that Martha is an obedient servant. She was never reprimanded by Jesus. She was just told, there's a season, and the season is to sit and rest. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, Jesus was on a journey, and you're going to be on a journey. They came to a certain village where the woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. There's going to be a time in the rest that you're going to have to sit and listen to the teachings that the Lord has for you. Because in this challenge, it's not us. It's not in our strength. It's by His teaching and by His strength that we will accomplish this race. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner. And there's going to be times that you're going to be distracted. There's going to be times when the challenges of life are going to get in the way of this challenge. There's going to be times when somebody's going to say, but Brad, why aren't you doing this? And that's the time when we need to be sitting at His feet and listening to His teachings. There's going to be times when one thing looks more important. The meal for Martha was more important to feed her king. Let's see what he says. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? There's nothing wrong with doing the work. If you see, Jesus will not reprimand her, he says. Tell her to come and help me. There's many things that will distract you and try and take you off the course that Jesus has you on. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. And there might be that the worries of this world will come at you because this is called for 100% of your time to take on the challenge that Jesus has for us. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken from her. I believe in this particular instant, there was nothing wrong with what Martha was doing. She was just doing it at the wrong time. And we need to learn our seasons and the seasons that the Lord is calling us into and the challenges that grow us to grow others. It does only happen when we sit at the feet of Jesus. But there is a time when we're going to be doing the food and we're going to be serving. And there is a time when we're going to sit at His feet. The commitment, my third heading, the daily cost. I want to tell you, when I looked at this challenge, the AB challenge, I realized there was going to be a time cost. There was going to be a sacrifice. You know, the thing, I'm really busy. Can I actually do this? Can I set a time? Halfway, 70 sit-ups, 90 crunches, 42 leg raises, 60 seconds plank. I add a little bit more to that. But honestly, I sat there and I thought to myself, do I actually have the time? Can I afford the cost that's going to happen? The pain, because it's not easy. Let me tell you, at the end, it's 200 crunches. There's going to be pain. There's going to be mental discipline. And those who are doing the challenge will know that it's not an easy journey. But there is a commitment and there is a cost to this challenge. Deuteronomy 34:4-5. Moses, 120 years old, persevered through taking the Israelites out of Egypt, taking them up to the promised land, seeing the promised land, failing, going 40 years in the desert, coming back to the promised land. And for one mistake, this is what happens. Then the Lord said to Moses, "This is the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." There's promises, guys. But if we don't fulfill this challenge, and I'm not saying Moses didn't fulfill his function, but he looked at the promised land. "When I said, 'I will give it to your descendants,' I have now allowed you to see with your own eyes. But you will not enter the land." So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, just as the Lord had said. There's a commitment to this challenge. In Luke 14, 25 to 30, the cost of being a disciple. A large crowd was following Jesus. He turned around and said to them, "If you want to be my disciple, you must, by comparison," and I want you to see that word, by comparison, before I carry on, "hate everyone else, your father, your mother, your wife, your children, your brothers and your sisters, yes, even your own life." Let me tell you, this challenge is going to be a challenge that will take everything and consume everything of yours. It's going to cost you. He says, "By comparison, the love you have for me must be almost that you discard everything that you love in this world." This challenge is going to cost you. If you accept this challenge, if you've accepted the first one and you love him, there's another one, and that's going to cost you. "Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple." Those are harsh words. "And if you do not carry your own cross." You see, Jesus is not leaving and lifting you up on wings and doing everything for you, because he says, "I have done everything for you. But now, my challenge to you is to lift up your cross and follow me. You cannot be my disciple. And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple." By comparison, Jesus is telling us that above everything else, we discard. We discard everything and we pick up what he's asked us to pick up. And I want to say that that is the challenge. There's a call to stand up. There's a call to pick up, and there's a call to step up. Let us not, if I carry on in number 28, "But do not begin to count the costs." But don't begin until you count the costs. Because when you take this challenge, you better be prepared, because it's going to cost you. "For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the costs?" Let me tell you, when you take on this challenge, you better get down and calculate the costs, because there's a journey ahead. And we need everything that we can lay our hands on to complete this journey. You see, if there is enough money, without calculating the cost, to see if there's enough money to finish it. Otherwise, you might complete only the foundations before running out of money. There's a race to be run, and we need to calculate that cost. And then everyone would laugh at you. They would say, "There's the person who started the building and couldn't afford to finish it." There's been many that started this journey and this challenge. They've fallen short because they did not count the cost in the beginning. Consider the cost of the challenge. There's a race to be run. I would suggest you start the ab challenge and start getting fit if you want to take on this challenge. I'm 20 minutes. But there's a reward. I want to tell you, there's a reward. Yes, we need to rest. And yes, we will be anxious. And yes, there's a cost. But there is also a reward. You see, the ab challenge is an obvious one. Because we want to get fit. We want to have abs that look like young men. And I'm 60 in October, so that's not easy. So while John and myself, we cry to each other on the WhatsApps. You know, these youngsters, they're not even keeping up with John and myself. So I'm, but the reward is there. It's a physical reward. We strive for it. There's a journey. But that's what this ab challenge is about, isn't it? It's about a reward. But the reward we're talking about tonight is a different reward. The reward we're talking about was something that Moses saw. Isn't it? That he could spend 80 of his years, 40 years and 40 years, looking towards the reward that God had promised his ancestors. But there's a promise to you. But the reward was a physical reward for Moses. So I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own fertile and spacious land. There's a spaciousness in the reward that God has for you. It is a land flowing with milk and honey. The land where the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites now live. Moses saw the physical reward that God had promised him, that he would journey 40 years in the desert to lay hold of his reward. Are we ready to lay hold of the reward God has for us? Philippians 3, and this is my word on this, the reward. It was a passage that Chris posted in his actual sermon. Paul is writing to the Philippian church. I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things, because there's a race to be run, or that I have already reached perfection. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely not there. But I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. I want to ask you this question. Was the price enough for what Christ possessed you for? Did he pay the price? Was it a reasonable price that he paid for what he possessed you for? Because if it is, then you need to look to the end of what he possessed you for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. I want to tell you, Christ Jesus has possessed each and every one of you. No, dear brothers and sisters, I've not achieved it, but I focus on the one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, there's a journey, just as the 30-day ab is. It's a 30-day and it's completed, but this is a lifelong journey. I press on to reach the end of the race. You better count the cost, because you're not going to get there. And receive the heavenly prize. There's a reward at the end of this journey. At the end of the 30 days, you might have some improvement. But I want to tell you, at the end of this journey, there's a heavenly reward for which God, through Jesus Christ, is calling us. But I want to tell you, I have to ask myself, what had Paul not achieved? What is it that he hadn't achieved that he says, I have not achieved this, but I look with eager eyes to what it is? Well, I want to take you onto the passage just before that in Philippians 3, 10 to 11. You see, there's a journey. On the first day that you start this ab journey, it's very little. It's 15 sit-ups, 5 crunches, 5 leg raises, and 10 second plank. It's nothing. But by the middle of it, you're doing 70, 95, 42, and 60. Now the pain is starting. Paul says this, I want to know Christ. By the 15th day of the ab challenge, you're starting to know the pain. By the 20th day, you're starting to feel it, and by the 30th day, you really know what's happening. But Paul says, this is not about an ab challenge. He says, I want to know Christ, and that is wonderful. But I want to tell you, it carries on. And experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. And we all want that, don't we? Don't we all want to do this journey with the mighty power that raised him from the dead?
Isn't that something we want? Isn't that something we hunger after? Well, I tell you, you better be ready for this journey because there's a cost. Because he goes on to say, I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death. There is a cost. And it is going to cost you, as Paul says. So that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. One way or another, we will. Either we give our lives now, or he'll take it at the end. But one way or the other, we will experience the resurrection from the dead. I want to tell you, this is scary. This challenge is not easy. And there's many of you who would have challenges of different nature. One of you might just, you might go to work each day and there's somebody that needs a word from God or need a little bit of encouragement. But it's scary. And you don't have the time. And you haven't rested. And there's a cost. There is a reward. You might not be sitting in a place of rest. You might be stressed by the life that the hectic life that is around you. Or the cost might be too much. But I want to tell you, there is a reward. In John 14, it's not going to come up, 15. He says, if you love me, this thing has struck me. If you love me, obey my commands. In Matthew 10, 7 and 18, it's not going to come up. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received. How are we doing? How does the challenge look? Are we challenging ourselves to more? Because it's scary. But there is a reward. And I want to encourage you. As scary as it sounds, he has given us a rest. He has given us the Holy Spirit. As we heard, he is not only with us, but he is in us. And he has given us the reward on this earth and in heaven. My challenge to you tonight is, are you prepared for the cost of this challenge that we are preparing to go into tonight? Are we prepared to commit to the cost of this challenge? Because the 30-day ab challenge is 30 days, and then it's over. Can I pray for you? Father, I thank you that you have revealed your word and your desire for us to seek more of you. And yes, Lord, we know that you said, you cannot be my disciple unless you take up your cross and follow me. And Father, for me, I cannot speak for anybody else, but I am prepared to take up my cross and follow you. As we put this challenge out there, Lord, and I thank you, Father, that in everything, you are with us. And it is not that we do these things in our own strength, and it might seem like that tonight, Dad, but we know that everything, we come with nothing and everything comes from you, but there is a call. There is a call for us to make that decision. Yes, I will take up the challenge. So, Father, I pray tonight that in every heart here, the word resonates with them, and there's a call that they say, yes, I am ready to take up this call and follow you. And Father, I thank you for your son. I thank you that it was a choice that you sent your son down here. It was a voluntary, I will go because I love them. The price that is to be paid is a worthy price for these souls, for these men and women of mine, my saints that are going to go and do what I've asked them to do, because if we love you, we will listen to your command. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. I thank you for the privilege of speaking your word, Lord. I thank you that you are with us, Lord. Amen.